We hear again from the gospel reading of Luke 15. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable: "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." In the name of Jesus. So in the church, let's rejoice. Let's rejoice together, even today, all of us here. Maybe to shift gears, what brings rejoicing not to the church, but to the Pharisees? If you and I were teachers of the law, what would bring us rejoicing? The law. The Pharisees rejoice in that. The Pharisees form up their lives by the law. They expect their neighbor to do the same. What kind of food you eat, what kind of drink you have on your table, what to wear, how to live in the most minute details of your life. The Pharisees even tell you how many steps you can take when you walk outside your house on a Sabbath. They can even tell you the proper way to divorce your wife. Divorce is bad, they would tell you. But it's really, really bad if you do it wrongly. And who are your friends? Who do you hang out with? That's the big one. That's a big one anyway, huge. Hang out with the wrong people, hang out with unclean people, and you leave yourself open to bad influence, but you're also giving approval, giving credibility to their way of life. By hanging out with someone unclean, you're saying, "This one, this neighbor of mine who does not keep all the Sabbath rules, doesn't eat the right foods, or who cusses too much, or who drinks too much, or who," and then we can start filling in the blank, whatever. "This neighbor of mine, he's of my flesh. He's human with me. I count him as my friend." You can't do that, say the Pharisees, for then you will be unclean too. Keep yourself clean. That's what brings rejoicing to the Pharisees. Or if you don't keep yourself clean, if you hang out with the wrong people, if you give respect to your neighbor who's a little shaky, then you need to be cast out, canceled. That too brings rejoicing to the Pharisee. When the law is being wielded to count up who's unworthy, to exclude the unclean, then the teachers of the law and the Pharisees rejoice. For then the law is doing its work and all the clean ones can continue keeping themselves clean. And if you are the unclean sheep who does leave the flock, or the black sheep who's been cast out of the flock, well, then the law gives you a way back into the flock too. Just start keeping the law. Start cleaning up your life. Start distancing yourself from the unclean ones, and you can work your way, maybe, back into the flock. That's using the law, but it's using the law for your own righteousness. Pharisees rejoice in that. But that's not the work of the law as the Lord gives it, as he uses it toward us. The Lord doesn't give the law for you to be righteous. Because how can a sinner make himself righteous anyway? Then he's no longer a sinner. The Lord doesn't give the law for you to make yourself righteous. The Lord gives the law to accuse the sinner, to condemn, to testify to the sinner that he is, after all, a sinner, and that even works of righteousness only increase his sin. For done by a sinner, works of righteousness are only attempts to improve self, to change your life, to justify self, and there's no more condemning sin than that for a sinner. So we turn from the Pharisees, teaching us to use the law to clean up our lives in order to justify ourselves. We're done with the teachers of the law, teaching us the law as the way we can please God. These teachers of the law, they rejoice in lives driven by the law. But heaven does not join in their rejoicing. What does heaven rejoice in? Our Lord teaches us to pray to the Father. He gives us the prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What is this will of God done in heaven that the church prays for here on earth? Luke 15:10. Jesus said, "Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Repentance. The angels in heaven rejoice over a sinner repenting. As God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven, the church on earth rejoices with heaven over a sinner repenting. Repentance, though, is the life not of works. It's not something we do. Repentance is the life of faith. It is the life of flesh that tries to self-justify under the law. That's why it is sinful flesh. There's no worse sin than self-justification. It's the old life. It's the old man or the old Adam, as St. Paul puts it. Our life of sinful flesh does not rejoice in the gift of repentance. Our life of sinful flesh joins with the Pharisees in rejoicing over the sinner trying to justify himself by the law. But repentance, this is the life of faith, the life of the new man, the new Adam. Repentance is the language not of works, but of faith. Repentance is gift. Repentance is the Lord's work toward the sinner, for the sinner, in the sinner. Repentance is the Lord speaking his word of law to accuse the sinful flesh, to sting the old Adam, to daily put the self-justifying flesh to death, and then speaking the gospel to daily bring forth the new Adam, to cleanse the conscience by the forgiveness of sins, to daily create and enliven the life of faith. The gift of repentance is the sinner, is you, is me, being turned to look at Jesus, at his cross, at the gift of his name bestowed in baptism, at his body and blood of the cross as he brings it to us in his supper. And looking at him, looking at Jesus, we are given to say, "There, that's my justification. That's my certainty. That's my life in the flock, because he's my shepherd." So in the church, the Lord gives us rejoicing. It's the rejoicing of heaven, where the angels rejoice, even right now, over repentance being given to the sinner. We rejoice together, rejoicing not only that the Lord makes each one of us his sheep, but that he makes us his sheep together, binding us in oneness as his flock. We hear the voice of our shepherd calling to us and saying, "I came to call not the righteous, but the unrighteous to repentance," Luke 5:32. And in that call, we hear our shepherd gently, kindly, with grace, gathering us into his flock. What brings then rejoicing in the church? The same thing bringing rejoicing in heaven: the forgiveness of sins for the sinner here on earth, the gift of repentance, the justification of the sinner The word of gospel creating the life of faith being proclaimed in this world. This is joy in heaven. Luke 15:10. There is joy before the angels of God over one sinner repenting. In the name of Jesus, amen.